views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and you guys, I'm so excited. I'm like out of breath about how excited I am. So today kicks off the beginning of a series I'm calling Rewired Emotions. So Rewired Life has been, for me anyways, all about the emotional process of healing. And so I'm so excited to share with you guys some new amazing tools for shifting your emotions. So, you know, we spent this summer talking about neuroplastic pathways and how we have the ability to shift our patterns into something that works for us today. That's the key. Shifting our patterns and our beliefs and our thoughts for the current moment. So neuroplastic pathways, you know, it applies to our physical habits and abilities. You know, previously I talked about how neuroplastic pathways are like learning to walk, right? All of these wires in our brain coming together as we're learning to walk. And I think I mentioned how, you know, professional athletes use these neuroplastic pathways in practice. And the question becomes, does practice make perfect or does practice make a habit? And in which case, if practice makes a habit, don't you want to be in charge of making that habit work for you, for right now, for where you're headed, for where you want to go? So neuroplastic pathways and the patterns and habits we create, they exist physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all of the parts of our life can be talked about in the way of neuroplastic pathways. And so, like I said, Rewired Life has always been about emotions for me, the emotional body. And for those of you listening that have been listening for a while, or if you know my story, healing my emotional body is what brought me physical healing. So this summer, I was exploring neuroplastic pathways with you guys. And in the background of the show, what was going on, like personally and professionally for me, I was becoming very interested in the power of essential oils for emotional wellness. And so if you remember, I had a wonderful woman on the show named Carrie Socha back in May, talking about kickstarting emotional wellness with essential oils. And I have to say, my eyebrows raised just a little bit on this one. To be honest, you know, I avoided essential oils for many reasons, for quite a few years. And again, if you know my story, I went through a 17-year journey with chronic pain and endometriosis, in which I was on a steady dose of pills every day, from pain pills, muscle relaxers, hormones, the whole spiel, like a solid handful of pills every day that I had taken for, you know, a solid almost 2 decades. And so in 2009 is when I quit the bulk of my medications. And it wasn't until 2012 that I was fully off all of the hormones, pain and medication free. And I was like, you know, after 17 years, I was like washing my hands of it. Like, I don't take anything. Don't talk to me about taking anything. Like, I'm over pills. I'm done. I quit. I'm over it. And for any reason, I mean, like I said, I'd been ingesting pills for so long, I was totally done. Even my acupuncturist couldn't get me to take herbs. I was just like, I'm tired of it. Like, I need a break. So the first time I was offered the opportunity to try essential oils, I was like, yep, don't take stuff, but thanks though, you know. And then of course, as things do, you know, in my social circle, I had been invited to some other classes. And at the time, the main discussion about the use of essential oils was for a non-toxic household meaning natural cleaning products or cleaning out your medicine cabinet so your kids aren't exposed to toxins. And again, I was like, eh, no thanks. Like, I don't have kids and I really don't care how my toilets get cleaned. But then enter Miss Carrie Socha, walks into my life and says, you know, I use essential oils a bit different. I use them to support emotional wellness. Now, this was back in April, so we're talking 5 years past my, like, don't talk to me about anything, like, I'm done taking pills, I'm done taking, you know, anything. I just want my body to be my body, and I'm not doing anything. So here we are 5 years later, and, you know, she says, I use essential oils for emotional wellness. And I was like, do you want to be on my radio show? Like, I was just very much intrigued by the use of these oils for emotional wellness, and I wanted to hear more, and I wanted to share her ideas with all of you. And so this was the beginning of hours worth of conversation between the two of us, bless her heart, in educating me about all of this. And at one point, she was like, I need you to read this book. Like, I need you to get this book. And you guys, this book changed my life. Now, I don't use this term lightly. Because again, after 17 years of chronic pain and like truly changing my life, like I don't just throw that term around, but this book, Emotions and Essential Oils, write this down, Emotions and Essential Oils, A Reference Guide for Emotional Healing, was the book she recommended to me. And, I gotta be real. I really want the author of this book to be on the show, cause I went straight fangirl obsessed about this book. And I did get a meter, and again, I went like fangirl right in her face. Like, oh my God, I love what you do. You know, crazy. But what the authors of this book were able to do, in my opinion, were to take, you know, they did a lot of like historical research and, you know, it's all in the book about where they get their information. But for me, it was like they had taken the ideas of Louise Hay and kinesiology work that I do and essential oils and made this baby, and out came this wonderful resource that I am obsessed with. Because what connected the dots for me all of a sudden was that essential oils could be another neuro tool for me to share, not only with myself, but my clients and with you guys. I mean, you guys listen to this. For example, right now in this moment, I am diffusing spearmint. In my diffuser, it's sitting like right next to me. And here's why. According to this book, Emotions and Essential Oils, spearmint is the oil of confident speech, inspiring clarity of thought and confident verbal expression. Spearmint encourages inner clarity about one's personal convictions and opinions, and then assists individuals in translating that inner clarity into words. Like, hello? Freaking out, right? So of course I diffuse that during my show. I mean, let's be real. I still get nervous. I still like stumble around in my words. And so why not have a little bit of spearmint right next to me to be like, you got this, girl. And so I've been using it. I've been experimenting with it and I've been having a lot of fun. So look, here's what I'm obsessed with when it comes to neuroscience. For me, neuroscience explains the quote unquote woo-woo stuff, right? So we're talking affirmations, meditations, visualizations, et cetera. So hang with me here on this one. Our brains have a filter. So let's be honest. There's billions of bits of information coming at us every second, and we have to filter out the unimportant stuff or we'd be ridiculously overwhelmed. But how do we define what's important and not important, right? It's different for everybody. So over the years, whether you meant to or not, you've been telling your brain what is important via your experience, family origin, your culture, your history, your location in the world, etc. All of these things go into telling this filter of your brain what's important to me. And if it's important, let it in. If it's not important, that can bounce. Like, I don't have time for that. Okay? So think about it this way. If you think about a fancy CEO of an investment firm, everybody wants to pitch this person their idea for funding. So the CEO has assistants, which I would call gatekeepers, if you will, to filter out these ideas that don't fit with their brand or their direction. And our brain has the same gatekeeper and filter. But what if the CEO or our brains want to change direction? They have to communicate this with their gatekeeper. to shift how information is being filtered. And that sounds easy enough, right? Well, it is and it isn't. But what we really do have are tools to accomplish this. So it's just, some of us weren't brought up with these tools. And so it sounds really hard and sometimes really weird. But trust me, I've done it. I've done these neuro tools, neuroscience, the woo-woo, whatever you want to call it. I've done it myself and it works. And now I teach women to do it every day. So repeating affirmations is literally training your brain to filter, telling your brain what to filter and to filter it differently. So meditations, visualizations, essential oils, these all do the same thing, only on different subtle levels. That's why we need all of them working together to retrain our brain, to rewire. So affirmations work with our conscious mind. Visualizations work with the subconscious mind, the image-based part of our brain. Meditations work spiritually, and essential oils work with our sense of smell. And our sense of smell is the only sense that bypasses our filter and goes straight to our brain, to the amygdala part of our brain, the fear center part of our brain. And this is what excites me so much, you guys, because the fear center of our brain, the fight, flight, and freeze, this little almond-sized piece of our brain can literally rule your life if you don't have the tools to move past your initial fear response. And so seriously, I geek out over this. And so I'm so excited, you guys, because we are heading into this new series, what I'm calling the Emotional Rewired Emotions series. And we are going to talk about essential oils. We're going to dive into the power of essential oils and talk about it the way I always talk about things on my show, which is loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. But for today, we're going to go back to the beginning, and after the commercial, we're going to be welcoming Carrie Socha back to the show, and we're going to pick up where we left off months ago in the discussion of essential oils. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and like I said, when we come back, Carrie's going to join us. I'm so excited. We're going to jam. We're going to geek out over essential oils and emotions. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, you guys, stick around. Like I said, we're taking a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Of course, you can go to audreymichelle.com and learn more about what I'm up to. And then when we come back, my oily guru of emotional wellness, Carrie Socha, is going to be with us. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206 972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Everybody, we are back on Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is essential oil educator and lifestyle coach, the beautiful Carrie Socha, who is talking with us about essential oils and emotional wellness. Carrie, I'm so pumped to have you back on the show.
Yay, I have like a really big smile right now.
Do you? Ah, so fun.
Yay!
So you're like my first person to be on the show two times, except for Dr. Pat, but you know, it's Dr. Pat. So you're like my outside guest that's come back. I'm so excited.
I'm kind of big time honored, my dear. That's really cool. I've never even thought of that. Awesome. Thanks for inviting me back.
Absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to just recap our last episode just a tad. So if somebody hadn't heard us back in May, they can get a sense of what we were talking about. So, you know, Carrie, you shared some about the science behind essential oils, which is awesome. And then we kind of jammed about what oils you use with your family, which ones your kids like, which ones you like. So you guys, if you are interested in hearing more about those things, I believe it was May 25th potentially was the exact date of our episode, but you can totally go back and listen to that. But what we want to talk about today is shifting forward in this conversation of emotional wellness. And, you know, I kind of think the emotional component of essential oils seems to be a new-ish, not new to you and I, but kind of like newer in the conversation of emotional wellness is essential oils. And so, how have you seen the way people are using oils shift?
Okay. I'm going to go back just a second because I like how you said this is a new thing. And I just wanted to kind of share my experience, you know, years ago when I started using essential oils. It was more for the physical component. Mm-hmm. However, I noticed myself not using them as often or kind of fell away from them when I was using them for the physical component. And then I brought them back into my life. And I realized that's when I started learning about the emotional piece. And ever since, it has taken on a life of its own. So you just kind of reignited that in me when I realized, oh my gosh, like, I was using them more for the physical. So in answering your question, you know, yes, I think you can use essential oils for a lot of different things. Yeah. And I was using them for the physical, but when I started to acknowledge how they actually work with our emotions and started using them for that, that's when I was like, okay, I really have to pass on this information because I realized when I incorporated them back into my life, I could look back and see how much they had transformed my own emotional wellness. I just wanted to share that because that was
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I shared at the beginning in the first segment just how, you know, I was introduced to them was, you know, non-toxic lifestyle, meaning cleaning products, your medicine cabinet, and all of those things. I was just kind of like, not motivated enough, right? But again, I don't have kids. Like, I don't have babies crawling around on my floor, in which case I would probably be like, okay, we are not using the crap that you buy in the store with all the, like, junk in it. Like, I could find myself being motivated in that way. But that's not my life, you know? And I hear people say, like, oh, I bought essential oils and they're in my cabinet and I just use them when, like, myself or my kiddos get a cold, right? And I really think the point of them is, and where we're shifting into, is a preventative healthcare and emotional wellness realm, right? So not waiting for that cold to show up, doing it in a preventative way of, you know, taking one oil or another, to, you know, now we're into fall, to like hold off the seasonal allergies or whatever you want to talk about, but then also in the emotional realm. And I gotta be real, like when you and I first started, I was just kind of like, okay, well, I'll try it and I'll talk to my clients about it, but I don't take stuff, so I'm not going to use
it. Yes.
Right. And then all of a sudden, right, like I'm a crazy person about it. Like before my dog walker came, my dog goes to, doggy daycare on my show days. So she's not in the background. And so, you know, he comes and he picks her up in the morning and I hugged him this morning. And I was like, I literally had just put on all my oils after I did my tarot card readings and I picked my emotional based essential oils off of that. And I probably had on 4 different ones and I was just like wafting of oils because it was like 30 seconds ago that I had put them on. And I hug him like I do every morning. And he was just like, oh, hi. It's like, oh yeah.
Hi, mama.
But then I got to have a conversation with, you know, all that we call him Uncle Steve, Olive's, you know, buddy that comes and picks her up on Wednesdays. But it's a beautiful conversation. And I have you to thank for that, you know, because otherwise I was just like, meh, not in my realm, not my thing. So I want to ask you this. You talk to a lot of people about essential oils. And what is it that people are looking for when it comes to their emotions? Like, what do they come to you and say?
So, yes, I want to answer, like, what do, like, I always start with myself, right? Because
yeah.
I think I had to go through it to be able to help others or even to be able to hear other people, right?
Yeah.
So you always end up teaching what you need to learn, right? So for me and then for others, I feel like we want to be able, myself and, you know, clients and other women that I've worked with, and men, is we want to be able to accept our emotions. Like I think we talked about this before, but like feel the feels, like what happens when you don't, like on the flip side, when you're not allowing yourself to not only accept your emotions, but to feel your emotions, what happens in your body. Right. So I hear a lot of people, you know, saying, I need to talk about this. The one thing I love is looking at this from not a victim space. Like, I'm going to talk about it not to complain, but I love the oils because I feel like you can use them from a place of empowerment. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, speaks volumes. So
yeah.
Someone saying, you know, this is what's happening, you know, maybe their emotions are out of control, or maybe they want to have them more balanced, or maybe they just want tools to cope when they are out of sorts or they're having a rough time. So when it comes to their emotions, I feel like they want to be able to accept them. They want to be able to feel them. They want to be able to talk about them. Maybe that means verbal and or writing, right? Like encouraging that space mm-hmm. of writing these things out, but also, you know, really healing versus, you know, getting out of this victim space and getting into a place of empowerment. So
yeah.
Learning coping tools, like I feel like they're like, what can I do about this? And so having essential oils to me is just a beautiful tool that helps heal in a very healthy way versus avoiding the emotion or wanting to numb, you know, the thing that is hard for them to move through or whatever. So then you're not in a place of stuckness. And when you feel your emotions or you're moving through them, right, you don't have that stuckness or depression. And it releases that disease, if you will, that dis-ease in our body. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like those are kind of key places when people
yeah.
are wanting to, you know, talk about their emotions or come to a place of like, I want to feel better. I do feel like the emotion and the physical, that totally is related. And I know you agree with that. So being able to release or accept or all these different things, it eases the burden that they put on themselves if they're not allowing that for themselves.
Yeah. So let's say, for example, when you're out in the public talking about essential oils, say you have a table at an event and people are walking up to you and being like, wow, essential oils. I don't know much about this, but I've heard they maybe help with emotions. I feel like stress and anxiety are the two things that people walk up to me and are like, how do I deal with this? Are you hearing a similar thing?
Very much, right? Like that's
like I come home from work and I'm stressed and I want to stop being stressed. What can these oils do for me?
Totally. I say stress, anxiety, and a lot of people sleep, right? Which they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So are you asking, you were saying, how would I talk to them about the essential oils for those things?
Oh no, I was just curious.
Okay.
That's what shows up for me. And I was assuming that was a similar thing that showed up for you when people are like not sure how they want to talk about it. Like stress and anxiety. And like you said, sleep seem to be the thing that we know about ourselves, the easiest or the best. Right.
Correct. Yeah, totally.
And then once you can like start to break down the stress and anxiety, that's when we can really get in there and talk about our emotions and talk about the different essential oils that can help, right? Like earlier in the first segment, I read from, my favorite book in the world, besides maybe, about spearmint, right? But what if you were a radio host that got stressed about being like, you weren't confident in your own opinions and your own speech and you didn't know it. You just knew that you got stressed and anxious before you went on the show. But the more you get to talk about it, the more it was just like, oh, you know what? I could use some help in that realm. And you just dump some spearmint in your diffuser and that like helps you feel relaxed, start to like dig in. And I think that's the power of essential oils. And it's what I want to continue talking to you about here. We need to take a break, but in the next segment, what we're going to dig into is different ways that we can use essential oils for emotional wellness, which is going to be awesome. Like different ways to use the oils, different oils to use in different situations. It's going to be a lot of fun. Super stoked. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about, using essential oils in the way of learning to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. And then how to incorporate essential oils into your daily life. Okay, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is essential oils educator Carrie Socha, talking with us about empowering women to heal by helping you incorporate essential oils into your daily life. So there are different ways that you can use essential oils all around the board, whether it's, you know, different ways, meaning cleaning your house, for your physical health, for your emotional. But what we are talking about today is the emotional piece of essential oils. And so there are different ways that you can use them in that respect as well. So Carrie, there's three ways we can use oils. What might that be?
All right, three ways. So diffusing. So you can actually diffuse in your hand. You can do a drop in your hand, rub your hands together, and then cup your hands and breathe in. That's a way to self-diffuse. And you have...
Which I'm going to say, I'm going to interrupt you right here.
Yeah.
Because when I heard put them in your hand and rub them together, like essential oils, right? I was like, great, now my hands are going to be all like oily and nasty. But they're not. It's somehow like a dry... It's like a dry oil. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, because I did it before the show started. Now that you said that, I looked down and I'm like, there's no oil there, right? It's like totally absorbs into your hand. It's not like... You're walking around with like an olive oil or coconut oil all over your hand. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I do that a lot too. Like I actually do a lot of diffusing, dropping, you know, one drop of essential oil. They're super potent, right? I think we talked about that before, but one drop, say, of a peppermint oil is equivalent to 28 cups of peppermint tea. So you don't, I wanted to mention this earlier, but you use them like homeopathic. So less, but more often. So one drop is like plenty when you're self-diffusing, right?
Yeah.
And then I love, love, love diffusing my oils in my diffuser. So I actually have a diffuser in our actual home. We have four. So we each have them in our bedrooms and then we have one downstairs in our kitchen area. So I always start my day diffusing. And then there's topical, right? So topical is, you know, you can, I use a lot of my oils and I know other women and as well apply them on their pulse points. And so you would apply them on your wrist, you know, behind your ears, behind your neck, as a perfume, or again, as it's just a great place in your body that helps calm the nervous system. So when you apply them topically, the oil actually does go into your system, into your bloodstream, and it helps bring your body to a place of homeostasis. So topical is especially amazing. I use a grounding blend, and I recommend the grounding blend to many, many, many of my clients. It's a great way to start your day, applying it to your heart, bottoms of your feet, and it you can just feel your body relaxing. So a topical is a beautiful way to use the oil, as well as the last way is ingesting. And I want to mention both topical and ingesting, you and I both recommend only certified pure therapeutic grade oils. So you wouldn't just go and buy an oil off the shelf in a grocery store, if you will. You definitely want to make sure you are getting the highest quality, that certified pure therapeutic grade, for any ingesting.
Right. So let's just talk about this quick. There's three different, levels, I guess you will, of, of oils. So the first being what you just said, where you buy them in like a store, you wouldn't want to put those on your body or in your body because.
Why wouldn't you?
Sorry,
want
that was
to
a question.
At the store? Oh, that's a question. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of overall, oils are not regulated, right? So when they're in the store, if they say, even if they say 100% essential oil on them, they only have to have 10% of that oil in there. And so they can put fillers in there. They can put other oils. A lot of them are actually synthetic. So
yeah. They call it adulteration. So they like adulterate the, let's go with wild orange, right? So they'll use 10% of the actual essential oil of a wild orange, and then they'll use a synthetic to make it smell like orange or whatever they decide to dump in that bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one level. Those are the, and they're cheapest because there's only like 10% of the actual essential oil in it. And then the next is therapeutic grade, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, therapeutic grade.
So therapeutic grade, it is all essential oil in the bottle, but the next level up is the certified pure therapeutic grade essential oil where it's third-party tested. So if it doesn't say certified, it's essentially like self-certifying, right? Like we attest that we put 100% of essential oils in this bottle. But if it's certified, then it's the FDA has said it is safe for ingesting. So I think that's the biggest thing there is if you're going to ingest, which I do take frankincense, I'll put that under my tongue. You want to make sure what you're putting in your body is food safe. Is that fair?
It's food safe. Is that what you said? You want to make sure it's certified pure therapeutic grade, right? If you're going to be ingesting it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, which is real. I'm glad that you brought this up because so much of what we do is educate people about this. And, you know, essential oils is becoming a very popular thing out, you know, and in the mainstream. So it's really important to talk about, you know, the differences and quality is everything, right? So it's really important when we're using them in the different ways that we know we're getting, you know, a certified pure therapeutic grade oil.
Yeah. And for me, especially in the emotional realm, like I suppose if you were only using them for aromatherapy, like I suppose if you're going to, you know, use the cheaper ones, like only diffuse them, but I put them on my body. I actually don't diffuse as much as you do. I put them on my body.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very picky about, you know, what goes in and on my body. So making sure they're
totally
certified therapeutic grade. Okay. So
even diffusing, even diffusing, it's going into your air. So some people might say because you're breathing it in, it's still important. Yeah. So I just want to make sure I added that. Okay. We can move on.
Okay, so that's the three ways you can use essential oils for emotional wellness: diffusing, topical, ingested, and then just, you know, of course, make sure they're certified therapeutic grade. Okay, so we were talking about this in the last segment, like, what are people noticing when it comes to their emotions and using the oils? Like, how do you know if it's working?
So I'd say the biggest response I get from people, and I can attest to this from my own experience, is that you're less reactive, right? So in general, I feel like they'll say like my nervous system, I can tell, is calmer and I'm less reactive. And maybe I can shift from a place of reacting to responding. So in general, I feel like people have more awareness around their behavior. Like, oh my goodness, I was able to actually stop for a second, take a step back, and be able to respond versus react, which is huge, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe the old pattern was to react and feel those like kind of lower vibe feelings, if you will. And so mm-hmm. using the essential oils, they now have tools to support a new pattern. So being one aware of, okay, that's what I used to do. However, I would like to shift from, you know, doing what I did before to this new pattern. So because they are a, when we are trying to form new patterns, we have to incorporate as many senses as we can. The fact that they are, we can smell them, right? It actually makes our new pattern stick even more. So they are our number one, scent is our number one sense. So that is one of my favorite things about the essential oils is the power of the smell, right? So these tools help support new patterns. And then also I feel like people are reporting that they're acknowledging their feelings. They're able to say, oh my gosh, I'm feeling this way. And you know, the book that you talked about earlier today, this book is such a beautiful resource because you can find, oh my gosh, this oil is the oil of forgiving. I'm having a hard time. I'm upset over something, but I actually want to forgive. So you would use, you know, this oil of forgiving or the renewing blend to help support that, to get through those feelings and actually feel them versus, you know, suppress them, if you will.
Yeah. And I think it's so empowering. You know, I had a client text me yesterday that was like, oh my gosh, you know, whatever she was going through, she's like, I think I need some of that Renew blend to just like douse myself. I need to go swimming in a bottle of renewing blends because I'm so stressed right now, you know? And so that's awesome for me to have clients contact me and be like, I know I'm feeling this feeling. I know I have a tool to deal with it. And that's so empowering for me, you know, whether it's essential oils or in the first segment I was talking about, whether it's an affirmation, it's a meditation, it's a visualization, it's an essential oil. Like you were saying, attacking the new pattern from all angles, right? Like mm-hmm. the whole team's got to be involved in creating a new, like letting your brain's filter know, like, hey, we're up to a new thing, we're up to a new pattern, we're going to do this differently. And yeah, so I was so proud of her for just being like, wow, you acknowledged and you're aware of your behavior. And yeah, like douse yourself in some oil if that's what you need to do. Like I'm all about it. So I think the empowerment piece comes in, like you said, with acknowledging your feelings. Like that's so amazing for somebody to be like, wow, I feel angry. And that's not where I want to be. I want to actually feel invigorated, right? And mm-hmm. you can literally go to this book and in the index it's like, oh, anger, here's like five oils that will help you move past it. And it really, what I'm seeing with my clients is you can start to divide this emotion, this feeling of anger. You can start to divide it, like I was talking about earlier, into you know, why am I angry? What's triggering me? Is it a family thing? Is it mm-hmm. feeling not good enough? Is it feeling not confident? You can start to break it down into something more manageable than just like angry, period, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like this is why I geek out over this whole conversation, right? I'm like getting super excited because yes, one, you're accepting, you're acknowledging, and you're having this feeling, right? This anger. If we didn't feel it, it would be stuck in our body. Like anger is a feeling, right? We're allowed to feel that. But I love that you said, where is it stemming from? And then figuring that out. But then also like, oh my gosh, so that leads to, I'm not feeling worthy. Like I'm feeling, you know, that I'm not worthy of something or what have you. And I think that's when you can look up that. It's like this paper trail, right?
Yeah.
That really gets to the roots. It really starts to uncover some deeper things that, you know, patterns that we've learned when we were little. So like bergamot, for example, right? That's the oil of self-acceptance. So you go from like, gosh, I'm angry. Why am I angry? And you ask that question, and then you come up with that answer. And then you start to realize, gosh, it's because I'm not feeling worthy. You know, where is that coming from? And then you can really get to that root, to really uncover, you know, these deeper places. And all along, you're creating new patterns. And then you're setting different intentions. It's like steering your wheel, you know, from this like one way going the wrong way, right? And then you now turn your wheel and you can turn it around and like, oh my gosh, I'm going the right way. You literally can empower yourself to turn that wheel. So
yeah,
I love it. I got full body goosebumps saying that.
Oh, I love it. So we actually, Carrie, we totally skipped the third break. So what you just said leads us perfectly into the fourth segment, which I always ask the same question to my guests in the fourth segment, which is, how do you show up with in your life with intention? And you literally just said it without knowing, you know, being able to use the oils of like, wow, I feel angry, but my intention today is to feel joy or abundance or, you know, whatever it is for you. And you can go to your oils. And I use the Emotions and Essential Oils book, and I open it and I say, you know, I want to come from a place of abundance today. And what oil might that be? You know, and then I use it. In which case, what's the answer? I believe it's wild orange for abundance.
Yes.
And green. Yeah.
Wild orange is lovely for abundance. Yes.
So yeah, there you have like two oils that you can on a subtle level help your body along and be like you said, bergamot. So you know, I'm feeling angry or not very confident, and you can use the bergamot to help with your self-acceptance. So you can use that one, and then you can move it into the positive feeling of abundance of wild orange. So there you have helping release the negative and move into the positive. And that's literally how I've been using oils for myself in the morning. As I do my meditation, of course, I practice TM meditation. And so I do my 20 minutes in the morning, which I've been using sandalwood. I just kind of smell it as I get to, fall into meditation. And then I come out and I use my tarot cards and I ask what is it I need to know for today. And I pick an oil with that. And sometimes I'm like, wow, I do not like a lot of times, I'm pretty slow in the morning. And that's been a pattern that's been happening for a long time. And so using the oils to quicken that process to get from like waking up and letting go of all of the like stuff that I was processing in my sleep, and then shifting into the intention that I want to create for the day. It's so empowering.
I really do. I'm like totally loving on listening to how you start your day with intention. Yeah, I think having the power of the oils, I do a similar thing where I use a lot of cards, you know, pulling and how do I
want to
spend this
day.
Well, the
cards that I currently use are all your fault, by the way.
I know. This is all my fault. in the best way possible. I love it. Oh, Audrey and I will send each other cards and be like, oh my gosh. It's just another tool, right? To dive deeper and to live from a greater place of intention. But you were, I guess I'm thinking of like ylang-ylang, right? For an oil, I just want to give people, I'll wake up and I want to like feel, ylang-ylang is the oil of the inner child. So some positive things that can come from that, the words that they use would be like freedom, playful, intuitive, heart healing, emotionally filled, joyful, and accepting. So, you just need like a couple drops, right? I know you only like, you'll use like just one drop, and that is like plenty. Yeah. But I will find myself truly, like after I drop my kids off at school, I do oils in the morning for myself and my family. I'll do like a peppermint or a wild orange combo. That's for focus. I'm like, okay, we have a lot to accomplish in a short amount of time. So I set that in, and then I'll come home and I may want to dance. Like ylang ylang, I will start to notice myself dancing. Like that's how, like this like childlike behavior. And I just smile. Like I literally can't stop smiling, but knowing, being able to connect. Ylang ylang is the oil of the inner child. I know that, but when I smell it, it truly evokes that. Like yeah. That's an intention, right? I want to feel more like this, like free. And so you can use the oil with that to even create a greater intention, if yeah. you will. So
yeah. I have to say, so ylang ylang was one of the first oils I bought, and you know, we had me buy oils around all of the chakras. And so that's where I started, and I do still use them that way. But when I first opened ylang ylang, mm-hmm. they smelled to me like Easter lilies.
Oh, right.
Now, my grandmother, who passed away when I was 15, loved Easter lilies. Oh, my goodness. And so her and she passed away in April. And so her funeral was just like full of these lilies. Mm. And I can't stand them. Like they stink to me now. Like every time I smell them, I'm back in that place of my grandmother's funeral. So when I opened ylang ylang, I think I told you this, I cried.
Mm-hmm,
and I cried.
Yeah.
And and just like released that part, like that grieving. Mm. Or my grandmother just kind of released it and got back to that inner child part, I think, you know, because I was 15, but that's still kind of a child. And my grandmother had cancer. She died of cancer, kind of a pretty rough decline. I watched it. Like they lived in a small town, and so they would come to my hometown and go to the doctor and stay with us. So we witnessed a lot of it. And so it was like that part of my inner child was just finally being able to like, let that all go. And so that was one of my first, like very visceral reactions to oils. But yeah.
I remember you sharing that, and I had the page opened actually for ylang ylang in the book. And I was looking while you were telling that story, and I have heard that, but it even, like listening to you share, you know, what you were going through when you were losing your grandmother and the loss of her, I don't even like to use the word a negative emotion, but the sadness, right? If you, the opposite of the positive for ylang ylang is joyless, overstressed, grief, sadness, mm-hmm. loss of a loved one. Mm-hmm. So the fact
that crazy?
You were able, and this is how the oils work, you were able to open it and literally feel that loss, right? And that grief, that who knows if you actually were able to ever fully grieve that, like you're an adult now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to get from a place of that sadness and loss, like releasing that and then coming on the other side. So like, that's a perfect way to showcase how powerful these oils are on our emotions. Like I'm hugging you right now from that all, from that experience, right?
Yeah. I know. I remember reading that and just being like, yeah, no wonder I'm crying right now, because it's what it does.
I had that experience with myrrh, because myrrh is the oil of Mother Earth. And so if you're needing, you know, as adults, we mother ourselves, right? Like we're adults, and sometimes we long to still be mothered, right? And so I remember that having a similar experience with myrrh, opening that up and just tears flew out. I was like, oh my goodness, like this is, it's amazing the release. Like you can just feel your body relaxing too.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah. We obviously can just like jam and geek out on this forever. We have now like skipped a break, and it's like, our time has come to an end, Jess. It's like, oh, you got to wrap it up like now, like right now. So,
okay.
Carrie, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for being on the show now twice. It's so fun to just sit with you and share your wisdom and share what's going on for the two of us. So very much appreciate
it. You are welcome. And thank you.
Yeah.
So thank all you. All the people listening. Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. Obviously, Carrie and I had a wonderful time. So please join us after the show on my Facebook group is Rewired Life Awakening, where we will continue to jam about oils and what we talked about today on the show. And then, of course, Wednesdays at noon Pacific at rewiredliferadio.com is where you can tune into the show. And next week, we are going to continue jamming about the Rewired Emotions series and digging into essential oils. So you guys have a great week and tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.